While Scandalpalooza rocks on and keeps expanding every day, a new development in one or two or three or four or five or six of the scandals, the government still goes about its business. And its business this week, at least in the United States Senate, is immigration reform. And by immigration reform, I mean amnesty, of course. The idea that, don't you love it? Just a couple of years ago, it was, you know, 15 to 20 million illegals in this country. 15 to 20 million, 15 to 20 million. And now that they are pushing hard to grant amnesty to all the illegals in this country, the number that they use is 11 million. What happened to those, you know, 4 to 9 million people who just, poof, disappeared? They're still there. They know they're still there, but they don't want you to realize that there are upwards of 20 million people in this country illegally, and they're going to grant amnesty and citizenship to all of them. So they come up with this mythical 11 million number because it's not as laughable as 10 million would be, or 9 million, or whatever. No, it's the lowest number they can come up with that they think people will believe. And so that's what we're dealing with when it comes to 11 million people. But the Senate Bill 744 is the Schumer-Rubio comprehensive bill to grant amnesty. Now, everybody agrees, and we've had Senator Rand Paul on this show before talking about the things, the areas in which he agrees with Democrats that need to be changed as far as immigration reform goes. The H-1B visas, the high-skilled workers, the reason that every CEO, including Steve Jobs when he was still alive, told the president the reason we manufacture everything overseas is not because we can't afford to do it here. It's because we don't have the talent pool to do it here. We can't get that many people there. Let's face it. Our education system in this country, the schools, the public schools, are designed to just get you out. Get out. And the if you make it, good. If you don't, who cares? And if you can't read, if you do make it with a diploma, they don't give a damn. You're gone. You're no longer their responsibility. And then you're told to go to college. But there's no real guidance into what going to college means. There's no, what are you going to be when you grow up, meeting with your counselor? I never had one of those. It was, okay, you're doing all right. Go ahead. Move along. That was the extent of my interaction, although my counselor sort of had a man crush on my brother because my brother was a good hockey player and my counselor was a hockey coach. So I'd get more questions about my brother than anything that was going on in my life. But that is what they do. And then they spit you into the university system where you're not taught things you necessarily need that are marketable skills. I say it all the time, that you can major in gender studies or ethnic studies. What are you going to do with that degree? What are you qualified to do with a degree as worthless as that? Except teach people who want a degree as worthless as that. That's about all you can do. And not enough. A lot of people are going into those studies. Hey, I'm going to major in 1940s bisexual polar bear studies. It's going to be great. And then you get out in the real world and you go, I can't find a job. I don't get it. I can't understand it. But there are more and more people going into garbage fields like that, and less going into fields where there is actual growth, where you can actually get a job, where you can make a lot of money and a big difference and possibly change the world, like computer engineering, like electrical engineering, like anything engineering, pretty much. People aren't going into that. Foreign students are. Foreign students come here and learn. They are packing our universities for those degrees, for those marketable degrees that companies like Apple and Google are thirsting for. And then they're going back home. And Senator Rand Paul says, you know, we can increase the number of those people we get to stay and keep the companies here and make this country grow again if we change the laws. We all know there's a hard cap on the number of high-skilled workers we allow in this country. And the low cap doesn't meet the high demand that companies have for those workers. So those companies can't bring the workers here. They have to go to where the workers are. And that just happens to be China. That happens to be India. That happens to be a lot of places other than here. All members of Congress know this. All members of Congress would vote to increase the number of H-1B visas in this country to allow more high-skilled workers to come and stay, especially the ones educated here. But the Democratic leadership has said, yeah, we'll give you that. We will do what is good for the economy As long as you also grant amnesty to all these low-skilled workers who are here illegally. Well, as we already discussed, this education system, our education system, churns out low-skilled workers like it's an Olympic event and they're going for the gold. And they are going to win the gold. We are churning them out. We have a lot of people to do. We have too many people. There are 20 million Americans that don't have jobs right now. Not all of them are high-skilled workers. Not all of them are senior or middle management. A lot of them are construction workers. A lot of them are landscapers, are tradesmen, are all those sorts of jobs that we would be importing those mythical 11 million people to do. So why we have to have this poison pill, or more properly, poison suppository, in order to get the things that will actually help the country, help the economy grow? That is a question that can easily be answered by, at the end of the rainbow there of this amnesty, this trial period, is citizenship. And with citizenship, as soon as they are sworn in, they raise their right hand and they swear the citizenship oath, there will be a whole bunch of probably Teamsters, definitely Democratic activists out there, congratulating them, welcoming them with open arms and warm hugs and voter registration forms. That is the ultimate goal of immigration reform, because otherwise we would do the things that would benefit everybody. We would allow those people to stay and work for a time and then have require them to go home if this wasn't about citizenship, if this wasn't about the vote. We all know it is.